Starting by Hashem, Hilchos Ta'avuvos, Shir 26, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Hey. Let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Mi shalokach basar mehem akulin, pirush beis hamet b'chayim, someone who took a piece of meat from the butcher house, v'afilu chaticha rui l'skabed, and even if he took a piece of meat that was rui l'skabed, v'nipsis trefa b'makoylin, and a trefa was found in the butcher shop, v'lenoide chatichas a trefa, and we don't know which is a trefa be'ena yodea me'ezel lokach, and we don't know from which animal he took. So the Shachan Sifkot and Chavches explains that pieces of trefa got mixed up amongst the kosher ones, and we don't know from which pieces he took. So the Mechaber says, Kol ma shalokchoi me'amakulin koidim shenimsis ha-trefa, anything that was taken from the butcher before the trefa was found, muter is muter. Shalei nofal ha-safek b'kavua ela la'achar shepirush, because the safek was only found out after the piece was removed, v'kivin sha'arev kosher muter, and since the majority is kosher, therefore the piece that was taken before the safek was found out is mutter. Because we say, kol de parash miru b'parash. Avalikach mekan ve'elach aser. But to take a piece of meat from now on is aser. V'afila chaticha she'ena rui l'skabed. And even to take a piece that's not rui l'skabed. She'en hakol b'kiyim b'zeh. Because not everyone is a bucket to know what's the din. V'yitu ben rui l'skabed l'she'ena rui l'skabed. And they'll get mixed up between rui l'skabed and not rui l'skabed. Therefore, it's aser to take even the pieces that are not rui l'skabed. So, in the reasoning of the Mechaber, they says it in hakol b'kiyim. So the Shach says, in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, that since the Tavuvos is in the butcher, and a lot of people buy from there, it's easy to come to a mistake, and therefore we ask that even the pieces are not Rui L'Skabed. But according to this, if Achticha Rui L'Skabed gets mixed up in your house amongst other pieces that are Achticha Rui L'Skabed, the pieces that are not Rui L'Skabed would be mortar. However, the Taz has a different approach. Let's see inside. Sifkotin, hey. Taz says, She'ena kol b'kiyim, ken kosev ha-rashbo. The Mechaber comes from the Rashba, he vi'oi ha-tor, which is brought by the Torah. The kosev ha-lov, and the Torah writes in the Rashba, ve'eini mevin ma'shekosev l'hatur b'chatichos she'eno ru'uyes l'hiskabed. The Torah says, I don't understand what the Rashba wrote, that the chatichos that are not ru'uy l'hiskabed, they're mortar, elo she'hichmer la'oisroi, but it's only awesome because of a chumra. So the Torah says, she'nire sha'oisro min adin, the kogavua ka-mechsal mechsal. The Torah says that the pieces should be asur min adin because of kol kavur k'mechsal mechsa. But Tomo Beis Yosef, the Shara Gdoilim ala Torah, and the Beis Yosef and the other Gdoilim ask on the Torah, the kol kavur k'mechsal l'shayach ela b'teisha chanuyos. The din of kol kavur is only by 9 shops, shar isur nigger b'mkaymei, where we know which shop is selling the isur. Masher enkin b'kan, however over here, shar isur ein nigger, they were talking about a case of teruvus chatichos, and the Isser is not Nikah, we don't know where the Isser is. For Le Gazru Ela B'Uya L'Skabed, and the Chachamim only answered a mixture of pieces that we don't know where the Isser is by Achticha Rui L'Skabed, or Be'en Rui L'Skabed, Shapa Batal B'Roiv. But if it's not Rui L'Skabed, it's Batal B'Roiv. V'Dinoi K'moishin Nisar V'Bayis. And it's just like where it gets mixed up in the house. If you have a piece of Chaticha Rui L'Skabed that get mixed up, it's only if it's Chaticha Rui L'Skabed, it's Asur. But if it's not Chaticha Rui L'Skabed, it's Mutter. So by the shops, we're talking about a case of Teruvus Chatichas, so shouldn't have the same din. That only the pieces that are Chatichas will discover also, and not the pieces that any will discover it. So therefore, there's no question on the Rashba. U'bedekim Moshe u'beprisha tirtzu, and there's like a Moshe and the Prisha answer for the Torah, that what was the Torah's question on the Rashba? That Torah haven dibya Rashba, that the Torah understood the Rashba, the Ma'irish Yish Isser b'makoylan echad, that he's talking about where there's an Isser in one of the butcher shops, v'lainoida be'eza makoylan, and you don't know which shop. The case of Teruvus Chanuyos. Now, we mentioned in the previous year that we know one of the shops are selling on kosher, but we don't know which one. So therefore, since the Teruvus Chanuyos, and the Torah holds that Teruvus Chanuyos is Dari Raisa, and it has the din of Kol Kavua, K'mechal Mechsa Domi Midar Raisa, so therefore, by Kol Kavua, Midar Raisa, even pieces, that are Chaticha She'ena Rui L'Skabed Aser, and therefore the Torah asks on the Rashba, why does he say that the pieces that are not Chaticha Rui L'Skabed are Mutter Mi'ikra Din? So the Taz says, "Upirish tamuahu." This understanding of the declaration, the prisha is tamuah. It's hard to understand. The heich kosev ator al ze, v'chein kosev adoni avi zal. How does the Torah say on this that this is what the Rosh writes? The kol mashalok choy koydem asofek, a kol mutter. That anything that was taken before the safek is mutter. The benidin kaze shu safek d'oraisa, v'adei afilu koydim shenela d'safek asur. Because if we're talking about a safek d'oraisa, that if you say we're talking about teruvus chanuyos, and teruvus chanuyos is asur mid'oraisa, so even if you took it before the safek was found out it's asur, lehitu arash ela b'kavua d'rabbanon. And when the Rosh says that if you took it before the safek was found out it's mutter, that's only b'kavua d'rabbanon. So on this, the Nekudas HaKesef says that it could be that the Torah holds like the run, like we said before in last year, that since kavua is a chiddush, and the Chabar Yel Chadushoi, so therefore it could be that the Rosh means that even Mekavu Adarais, if you took it before the we found out about the Isser, it's Mutter. But in any case, the Taz is left with a question on this Pshat of the Daka Moshe and the Prisha. So the Taz says, V'reisi Purushim Rabim, I saw many explanations of the Torah, V'nilo Limtzeh Pesach, this is an expression, means they could not find the door, they could not find a true understanding. The Farish Divir Rabbeinu, to explain the Torah. So he says they did not see a good explanation to explain the Torah. Vani temati oid, and the Taz says, I have another question. Lama lahik she beis Yisef gam ala Rashba? Why doesn't the beis Yisef ask also on the Rashba? Lama hirich merkan? Laesar afilu enuruyas. The beis Yisef should ask on the Rashba, why does he answer even over here in this case, even pizza that are not ruyas? Mitam shema yitu, tvei mimashinim se babayas. Why doesn't the beis Yisef ask on the Rashba, why is he more machmer in the shops than in a house? If something gets mixed up in the house, we know only the chatichas are ruyas kabra rasar. So why in the shops is he more machmer? And if you want to say, like we said in from the name of the Shach and the Bach, that the reason over here it's usher in the shops is because there's a lot of people, and since there's a lot of people shopping, there's more of a chance it'll be a mistake. And this is also how the Mashal says. So the Taz says, no. He disagrees, because we find the opposite. The Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, in the end of Perek Chavbeis, over there it says, talking about using a towel on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that if one person uses a towel on Shabbos, he cannot carry it home, because he might come to squeeze out the towel. But if 10 people use a towel, they can carry it home, and we're not afraid they'll squeeze it out. Upirush Rashi, and Rashi says, why is 10 people mutter? Since there's a lot of people, they'll remind each other. One person is more of a gzera. So what do we see? That if there's more people to remind each other, so it's mutter. It's more of a reason to be mutter. So you can't say over here that the reason that it's us is because there's a lot of people buying from the shop. Because we see in the Gemara over there that the more the merrier. The more people there are, the better it is. So on this, the Chiddush HaGeshuni, which is brought by the Nekudas HaKesef, which is of course written by the Shach, brings the Chiddush HaGeshuni, who was his son-in-law. And this answer is brought as well by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. They answer that there's a difference between over there and over here. Over there in Masechet Shabbos, we're talking about the way they're all walking together. They all use the towel, and now they're taking the towel home. So since they're all together at one time, so over there we say that since there are a lot of people, they'll remind each other if someone is going to start squeezing out the towel. But in our case, that people are buying from the shop, you know, they're not going to all buy together at the same time. People are coming in one after the other. So therefore, over here, if there's a lot of people, it's worse. In any case, we see that the Taz does not hold of this, and therefore he does not like the answer of the Shach, that over here the reason that it's mutter is because there's a lot of people in the shops. So therefore the Taz brings a different answer. The Taz says, V'anira l'nias daiti, it seems to my humble opinion, to answer the Torah, the divrei Rabbeinu hator nachoinim, that the words of the Torah are correct, v'adahiksha beis Yosef kushim midenavshei, havela lahakshois mimashakosav hator gufei l'malo. And that Beis Yosef, instead of asking his own question, should have asked on the Torah from what he wrote previously. The Siman Zen, the beginning of the Siman. Towards the beginning of the Siman, the Torah says, "V'chein chaticha shenechtecha la'acha shenesarva." That similarly, a piece that got cut up after it got mixed up, "Betela" is bottle, because it's precious la'el, like he explained before in the Siman Kuf Aleph. "V'mkein chosle la'rabbeinu sheyista divrei atzmai toch kedei dibur." So it's a question really on the Torah himself. That before he, in the beginning of the sermon, he says that if it gets cut up, it's mutter. So if it gets cut up, it's mutter because it's a chaticha she'ein evul l'skabed. And over here he's saying that even a chaticha she'ein evul l'skabed is aser. So in this as well, the Kudus HaKesef answers that over there he's talking about the rules chatichos, and therefore if it's no longer chaticha evul l'skabed, it's mutter. But over here he's talking about the rules chanuyos, which is in a suffix d'oraisa. And therefore over here he says that even a chaticha she'ein evul l'skabed is aser. But in any case, the Taz says that he should have asked from over there. Okay, Nirula, Nias Daiti, the Taz says, and therefore it seems to me, the Yofak even, that the Torah understood correctly. Dal Kochach L'Sherina La'el B'Sof HaSim in Kuf Aleph, benechtach echad meta ruvus, ela mikoyach memonavshach. That the reason that it's mutton kuf aleph, when one gets cut up, is because we have a memonavshach. How does it work? If one gets cut up, why is it mutter? The iha isur nechtach habikulun asup mutarim. Because if it's the isur that gets cut up, they're all mutter, because we say now that it's cut up, it's chticha she'ena v'diskabed, and it's batal barov. And if you say that the piska cut up is not the isur, so therefore it's mutter, and therefore there's no reason you can't eat it. V'zeh shayach be'en kan kim chticha achas asura. But that's only where you only have one piece that's asur. Therefore we can say that if this is the isur got caught up on its bottle, and therefore the rest is mutter. However, over here where we have one behema, one animal is trefa in the butcher shop, and we don't know which animal. Therefore, even if you matter the pieces that are not with the scabbard, inside bitl barov, because of batal barov, nonetheless, the pieces that are ruilis le scabbard will not be batal, will remain aser. Afal pi shetaymer shezu she'ena ruya hi mina iser. And even if I'll say that the piece that's not ruilis scabbard is from the iser, we can't say that the rest are mutter, because there's other pieces that are asur that are chticha ruilis scabbard, and therefore all the chticha ruilis scabbard are not bottle. Ki lo bechaticha achas yesh iser, ela behem shleima nimtzes treifa. The case by us is not that there's one piece that's treif. There's a whole animal that's treif. And therefore, we have both pieces that are chticha shein ruilis scabbard that are treif, and pieces that are chticha ruilis scabbard that are treif. Vimkein, I efcher lacha loimar, emzu hachticha shel iser, kula metoris. If we take the piece that's a chticha shein ruilis scabbard, and we say that this is the iser, and therefore it's mutter because it got caught up, and it's batal barov, we can't say that if this is the iser, the rest are mutter. Because there are still some pieces that are chticha ruilis scabbard that are aser. Vimkein, ein lano lahater b'chol hachatichas, afilu she'ein ruyis. Therefore, we cannot permit the pieces that are not ruyis. Since there are pieces that are aser because of chatichas ruilis scabbard, we cannot permit the pieces that are not chatichas ruilis scabbard. Why? Because we have in one animal pieces that are mutter and pieces that are aser. There's a davar she'i efshar, and that's an impossibility. We cannot say on one piece of an animal that is mutter and on the other piece from the same animal that is aser, because it's an impossibility. Either the animal is mutter or the animal is aser. And therefore, even the pieces that are not ruyis l'skabit are aser, like the pieces that are ruyis l'skabit. Kivan shishnei megufechot, since they're both from the same animal. In other words, since we have some pieces that are chatichos haruyis l'skabit, and therefore all the pieces that are chatichos haruyis l'skabit are aser, so the pieces that are not chatichos haruyis l'skabit are also aser. Because since the not chatichos haruyis l'skabit come from the same animal as the pieces that are chatichos haruyis l'skabit, therefore we have to give it both the same din, and therefore they're all aser. So in short, what the Taz is saying is that in Siman Kuf Aleph, we're only talking about one piece. And therefore, if we give one piece that gets cut up, the din and its mutter, we don't have any clash with any other piece. Because if that piece is the Isser, it's batal. And if that piece is not the Isser, then this piece is mutter, because there's only one piece that's Asser. But in our case, since we're giving part of the pieces one din, because the chatichas are ruilis l'skabed, and the pieces that are not ruilis l'skabed come from the same animal, so we have to give all the pieces the same din, and therefore they're all aser. Al kain hikshu abinu hator yofet, and therefore the Torah is asking correctly on the Rashba. The kulan asuris mitzad adin, that they're all aser, all the pieces are aser mitzad adin, even the pieces that are not ruilis l'skabed. Mitam kavua, because it's a kavua. Dahinu kavua du'abonon, that it's true he's talking about kavua du'abonon. Shugazu alav de lahavicham kemechza, the Rabbanan gave it a din that it's like Mechzal Mechza, Kamashikos of Lael, like it wrote before, like we said in last year. And therefore, since it's a Kavua Rabbanan, and we're giving it a din of Kavua on some of the pieces, therefore, mitzad a din, even the pieces that are not Chachtich Sarulis Leskabit are Aser. Vaad kan lo hitu Rabbeinu b'simen zeh, Lael b'chatichas shenechtachu, Ela b'im kol ha'isur ene ela chatich achas. And when the Torah says in the beginning of the simen, that if it gets cut up, it's mutter, that's only if there's one piece of Isser. And therefore we have the Memanavshach that we said before, that what? Im nechlecha Isser, im memele no nisha kan oid Isser. Because if the Isser is cut up, and now it's a chdicha she'ene ruilis l'skabed, so we have no other Isser in the shop. And therefore we can say it's mutter. But however, over here, we have other pieces from the same animal, which are giving a different din, therefore we cannot say that this piece is mutter. And this is something clear. Was if not for this, why is the Rajba more machmer in the store more than the house? Because Haz does not hold that a shop is worse than the house. And therefore the Torah is writing a good question on the Rajba. So what the Taz is coming out is that even in the house it's Aser. Why? Because we have a clash. We have some pieces giving one din and some pieces the other din. And since we can't do that because they're both coming from the same animal, therefore we have to give all the pieces the din of the Aser, and therefore even in a house we have some pieces that are chetichas habuis leskabid and some pieces that are not chetichas leskabid, they will all be Aser. We'll leave the rest of the Taz. That's basically Sif Hei. Let's see now Sif Vav. The Mechaber says, Bali Chayim Mishar Dvorim HaChashuvim, animals and other Dvorim that are Choshuv, Shenesharvu Beheter, that are Aser, that get mixed up in Heter, She'enim Betelim, Afilu Be'elef, that are not bottled even in 1,000, anything that's Choshuv that's not bottled even in 1,000, that gets mixed up in Heter, Afilu Impirish Echod Min HaRoiv, Acha Shenoida HaTeruvis Aser, even if it's separated from the Roiv after we knew about the Teruvis, it's Aser. Means not only if you took it from the Teruvis, but even if it was separated from the Teruvis, it's Aser. V'hu shefrisha b'miskaven. But when is it Aser? Only where you separated it intentionally. Avlan pirish memela shoy. But if it was removed from the kavua by itself, then it's mutter. The Mechaber is passing that pirish memela is mutter even by Teruvis chatichos. But pirish memela he holds we do not make the gzera shema yikach min hakavua. However, the Taz and the Shach hold like the Rosh, that the Rosh says that even by Pirush Memela, where it was removed from the Kavua on its own, he didn't do any action to remove it from the Kavua, it's still Aser. Because the Rosh holds that even by Pirush Memela, there's a Gzera, maybe I'll take it from the Kavua. Two more points here on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Dvorim HaChashuvim. So what's included in Dvorim HaChashuvim? So the Shach says in Sifkot Lamed Beis, Chatichavu Leskabed and Dover Sheb'minyin and Bria. Chetichu l'skabed is not bottled even to 1,000 like we learned in Siman Kuf Aleph. Dovah sheb'minyan like we learned in the beginning of the Siman is not bottled. And Bria, as we learned in Siman Kuf, is not bottled even in 1,000. So all these things have to din that, according to the Mechaber, if it's removed by itself, it's mutter. And according to the Shach and Taz, even if it was removed by itself, it's still aser. So now, what's the din by Dovah Shish L'matirim? The Shach does not write Dovah Shish L'matirim. Does Dovah Shish L'matirim have the same din as Bria Chetichu L'skabed, or is Dovah Shish L'matirim different? So the Sif Seidas brings to Michas Yaakov that says that it's mashma that Dovah Shish L'matirim is mutter, even if it's pirish from the kavua. The reason by Dovah Shish L'matirim it should be more lenient than the other things is because by Dovah Shish L'matirim, since it will soon be mutter, therefore we're not geyser that he'll take it from the kavua, because it's only a short amount of time. We can't say that Dovah Shish L'matirim is worse than the other dvarim that are chashuvim, and by Dovah Shish L'matirim, even if it was pirish b'loy miskaben, it is aser. The proof is from Oisiv Es Benoi. Oisiv Es Benoi, there's a law in the Torah that you may not shecht a mother animal and its child on the same day. So what happens if you shecht a child, and the mother gets mixed up amongst other animals? So it's a Dovah Shish L'matirim, because tomorrow the mother will be mutter, so therefore all of them are aser. So the Mechaber says in Siman Tazayin that you can scatter the whole flock and then take one and shecht it. So we see that even with Dovah Shish L'matirim, we go after Roiv. L'maisa, the Prima Gam comes out that Dovah Shish L'matirim has the same din as other Dvarim HaChashuvim. One more point is the Shach and Sifkot Lamed Gimel says that if you took it before you knew that the Issur got mixed up, it's mutter, even according to the Mandyama, Pirush Memela's Aser. But if you took it before it got mixed up, even the Rosh, who holds Pirush Memela's Aser, will hold that it's mutter. Because there's no reason to be a Kanksera if the Teruvis was not known at the time. Now let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, V'hada Aser mefishu b'meskaven, haynu shalei pirush rak ma'at. This that we say, that hefishu b'meskaven, if it was intentionally dispersed, it's Aser. That if only some of them were removed from the Kavua. V'nishu mixes ha'isurim b'mekaymen. And some of those that became Aser were left in the original place. So in such a case, there's a gzeira, maybe I'll take it from the kavua, because since there's still some in the kavua, so if I let you intentionally cause some of them to be removed from the kavua, we'll have a gzera that I might take it straight from the kavua. Aval im nisparshu kulon biyachad. However, if they were all dispersed at once, v'lim nishru b'makayman, and nothing was left in the original place, even if I dispersed them intentionally, v'bishasa kiwasan pirshu ksason, and when it was removed from the kavua, some went out first, and then the rest went out, and they didn't all disperse at once, oisin shapirshu, oz mutorin. So those that were removed from the kavua mutor, rak shnayim acharonim asurim. It's only the last two that are asur. All the others that left the place of the kavua are mutor. So now let's see the Taz of Kotn Zayin. V'hada asur imefrisha b'miskaven. He's going on the words of the Ramad, that it's only asur when it was intentionally dispersed if they were not all dispersed. If some remained in the kavua. The Taz says, chilek zeh kosov l'taretz, this differentiation between if they're all dispersed and if only some are dispersed, the Ramah writes to answer b'may de paskinan kan of what we hold over here, the af b'pirish yesh iser shemi yikach min hakavua, that even by pirish there's a gzera, maybe I'll took it from the kavua. Now this is going in the opinion of the Tor, which according to the opinion of the Machaber, pirish m'mel is mutter. But the problem is that the Tor over here paskins that pirish m'mel is aser, v'hu das ri, shehevi beis yesef besimit nanzayin, which is the opinion of the ri, kabi drusa, where one animal was treif, it was drusa, trampled, and he says that if it's pirish, it's mutter. V'sham posak adas rebenotam. And over there in Siman Nun Zayin, the Torah passing is like rebenotam, shemahaneim nichbash oisam, that it helps if you scatter them. V'minin kol deparash m'ruva kaparash. And we say kol deparash m'ruva kaparash. So why over there does he say that you can scatter them, and over here he says pirish melas aser. Alkein machalak b'chiluk zen. So therefore the Ramah says this chiluk, that is the difference if there some were separated or they were all separated. Because of Dekamashu b'tereschatas, and there are more rights in Dekamashu b'tereschatas, shekein heishuv loy marina Rav Shachna misvora. That this is how Rav Shachna said from his svora. Rav Shachna was the Ramah's Rebbe and father-in-law. So he said he heard from his Rebbe and father-in-law Rav Shachna this svora to be machalak between if they're all separated or only some are separated. So the Taz says v'tamhati. Have a big question. Dola hedjam in a bezvachim. Was said explicitly in the Gemara in Zvachim, Dolei Mahanize, that it doesn't help to scatter them all. The Parachasam Abalechaim Shenis Arvu, the Asurim Kulam the Korban. Over there, the case was that we have an animal, Achatos, that the owner died. So the din of Achatos and owner died is that you can't bring it on the Mizbeach because the owner is no longer living, but the animal has a din of Hekdesh, and therefore it's Asur Bahana. So you have to kill the animal. So what happens if this animal got mixed up in a whole bunch of other animals? So they're all also for, to bring for a carbon. So the Gemara asks, Amai, Nikuv Chad Menayu, but name it called the Parash Mimuka Parash. Let's be mak with one animal and say called the Parash Mimuka Parash. Meshani Hebele Kavua, Vachal Kavua Ka Mechsal Mechsa. So the Gemara answers, it's Kavua, and therefore, anytime I take from the Kavua, I'll have a dinner called Kavua, like we learned before in the last year. O Parach Nechabashinu Benaydi. So the Gemara asks, let's scatter all the animals. But name it called the Parash Mimuka Parash, and now we'll say called the Parash Mimuka Parash. Pirish for us lo yihya shuv kavius, and now there won't be, if I scatter all the animals, there won't be a kavius anymore, and therefore will be mutter. We call the parish mutter parish. Mashani rova gzera shem yikach mana kavua. Rova answers, I can't do that because there's a gzera. Maybe I'll take it from the kavua. So what do we see? That even if I scatter all of them, we still have a gzera. Maybe I'll take it from the kavua, even though right now there's no more a kavua. Imkain have we behead ya? We see explicitly that afilo ba'akiris kula lamahani. That even if they're all dispersed, it still doesn't help, and it's still a gzera of shem yikach mana kavua. So this is against the Ramah. Then over here, the Ramah said that I can intentionally disperse them all, and I'll be mutter. But Tereschatas maisi raya lechiluk gzera, and the Ramah and Tereschatas brings a raya to his opinion. Me'arachayim simishun choftes from arachayim and cholchas Shabbos simishun choftes leinyan imafakam esagal b'Shabbos b'sofik Yisrael. The question over there is, a wall or a pile of bricks fell on a person, and we don't know if the person is a Yid or a Goy. So the question is, can we machal Shabbos to try to save the person's life? So the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Peidal, says that by pekuach nefesh, we don't go after roiv. When it comes to saving lives on Shabbos, we don't follow the majority. So even if you had a kavua, 9 Goyim and 1 Yid, and one person left the kavua, and now a wall fell on him, so even though it's pirish from the kavua, and by pirish we say called the parish mubuva parish. The Gemara says in such a case we do not go after roiv because by pekuach nefesh we don't go after roiv. However, the Gemara says dem neka kolak kavius demahani, that if all the kavius was dispersed and one person went into another place and a wall fell on him, so in such a case we would go after roiv and we would not be able to be mechal shabbos for the person that the wall fell on. This is a very hard gemara to understand. Reb Shimon Shkop in Shav Yosher Shadalad Simon Yud Gimel goes to try to understand why in such a case we do not say that by pikuach nefesh you don't go after roiv. But in any case, we do see that there's a difference between if the whole kvius was dispersed or if some remained. So the Ramah wants to bring a riot to his opinion over here, that he wants to differentiate between if some remained or if they're all dispersed. So the Taz says, "V'en inyan lakan." Over there is no proof to here. The case of Simon Shinuchav Tes does not pertain to us. The Sham ain't shayach ach gzeira. In Simon Shinuchav Tes, there's no gzeira of Shem Yigach Mena Kavua. K'moy kan. And therefore, we can't bring a proof to over here that it's a gzeira Shem Yigach Mena Kavua, and therefore over here it should be aser. The Sukasha. If we say that dispersing them all helps, why does the Gemara in Zvachim say that you have to let them all pasteurize until they die? Certainly, if you let them all pasteurize, eventually they'll all be dispersed. So we see that dispersing doesn't help. The Chavasas asks already that this is the exact same question we said before, the first question of the Taz. The Chavasas basically answers that the first question is that it's, we see that it's asr l'chatchila, and over here, the second question is that we see that it's even asr b'di'evit. Even if I did disperse them, the animals are still asr. But in any case, the basic question of the Taz is that we see explicitly in the Gemara Zvochem that nechvashinu denaydi, scattering all the animals, does not help. So the Taz says, v'isi b'zeh tirutim rabim d'chukim. I've seen many forced answers. V'ni'u l'nizdeiti nochoin. What seems to me is the right answer is as follows. In other words, that the Beis Yosef in Zimun Zayin brings the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. And over there he says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have to differentiate between Kachim and Chulin. Because in the Gemara by Kachim, in Masechta Sevachim, we see, certainly not like Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam holds even Pirush Mamela's Mutter. And over there we see that Pirush Mamela is Aser. So that Beis Yosef says the Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between Kachim and Chulin. So the Taz is saying that the Ri does not argue on Rabbeinu Tam that there's a difference between Kachim and Chulin. He only argues on Rabbeinu Tam on the main din, meaning Pirush Mamela. The Hainu, Mashakasa Beperkat Arovis, Deloi Shari, Bim Pirushu Yechidim, Misham, that over there in Psechel Zvachim it says that Pirush Mamela is Aser, the Bezes Sevel of Rabbeinu Tam, the Bechulin Shari. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that bechulin it's mutter, afilu b'kai gafna, even in such a case, afilu pishu b'faneinu, even if it's pishu in front of us, he holds that it's mutter, bechulin. Rashalei fazo oisam b'yadayim, the only thing it's aser is to scatter them intentionally. Elagam bechulin aser. On this din, pishu m'meila, the re holds that even bechulin it's aser. The maishna, there's no difference. Since we're calling it a kavua, therefore even Pirush Mamela is aser. But to scatter them all, which is mutter min adin, the only reason it's aser is because of gzera, maybe I'll take it from the kavua, like it says over there in the Gemara, the bechulin legazu kol kach, the bechulin, we don't make a gzera that to scatter all of them is aser. The makachim hechmiru yaser. It's only by kachim that we're more stringent, and we say that to scatter all of them is aser. But the Ri agrees that by chulin, in such a case, we do not make the gzera. So basically what the Taz is saying is that both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri differentiate between kachim and chulin. The Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between kachim and chulin even by Pirush Mamela. That he holds by Pirush Mamela is mutter by chulin and aser by kachim. And the only thing that's aser by chulin is intentionally dispersing them. But the Ri holds that Pirush Mamela is aser by chulin, but he differentiates between kachim and chulin to disperse all of them. That to disperse all of them is aser by kachim, however, by chulin, it's mutter. So the Taz continues. That what the Torah says over here, that by balechayim, that if it's removed from the kavua, it's aser. Because perhaps I'll take it from the kavua. I know him ain't mafasim kulam. That's only where you do not scatter all of them. In such a case, we do not have a heter. Elam pirshu shalei b'faneinu, b'zei yish svar, toiva, ligzor, afilu b'chulin. Rather, by Pirush Lo Lefaneinu, there's a good svara to make a gzera, even by chulin, shemi yikach mana kavua. The havoi lo yugash b'shum heker, because the person who sees you taking it won't be able to differentiate between if it went by itself or if you went and took it from the kavua, and therefore people might come to take it directly from the kavua. Masha enkin in nech b'shenu denaydi. However, if you scatter all of them, v'm nitulei al yidei zeh, and if we permit you, if they're all scattered. Yesh heker gadol b'dover. There's a big differentiation, but if they're all scattered, that it's mortar. V'lai asir l'miti likach mekavua. And people won't come to take from the kavua, because if they're all scattered, people won't think that it's mortar to take from the kavua. Elo debekachim dechmiru. Gazu afilu b'zeh. But by kachim, we're more stringent, and we make a gzera even in such a case, even if they're all scattered. So what the Torah is saying is that only Pirush Mamela is Asur. But Nechvashino Denaydi is Mutter, Bechulin. V'hadalei Kosov HaTor Kan HaTakana Sheyichbosh HaDenaydi. So why doesn't the Torah say over here that I can scatter all the animals? L'fishakan Koylel Gam Shar Dvarim Chshuvim. D'lai Shayach B'hukain. Because over here he's talking about even other Dvarim Chshuvim where it's not possible to scatter them. The only time you can scatter them is by animals. But where it's not animals, there's no way to scatter them without taking directly from the kavua. To much because of our Tosis, we pair Kanesofim, Daf Pei, Mishem Rabbeinu Tam. Like Tosis says, in Masechet Sanhedrin, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Leishayach Ela B'Balechayim, that the Nechvashino, the 90s only pertains to Balechayim, Hakein L'Kosovat Torkan Mizeh. Therefore, the Torah does not say over here that you can scatter them all. V'Samach Atzmai Masha Kosovat El, Simon Nun Zayin, and he relied on what he wrote in Simon Nun Zayin, the Yishtakon Esu B'Balechayim, that by Balechayim, I can scatter them all. Is This is what the Taz says. This is how it seems to him is correct. That there's a difference between Kachim and Chulin, and by Chulin, even the Ri holds that we do not make the Gzera of Shema Yikach Maya Kavua if they're all scattered. That's how the Taz understands the Ramah. So now let's see the Shach, Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. Vada Aser, Habach Toma Al Psak Zeh. The Bach asks on the Psak of the Ramah, V'kosev She'enenu Emes Bekan, B'Shulchan Aruch. He says that the Ramah is not correct over here. The Shach says, I do not understand the Bach. The Vade Kan Divrei HaRav Amitim. Because the words of the Ramah are certainly correct. The Habei HaRaj B'Kosev Lehejo. Because the Raj writes explicitly. Which the Shach understands is the source of the Ramah. The Pirushu Kulam B'Faneinu Havi K'Shalei B'Faneinu. If they're all separated in front of us, it's like when some are separated and not in front of us. Even though the Rajba only writes that if they were separated, b'di'evid, but the Rajba says that you cannot scatter them intentionally, just like I cannot take from the kavua, I cannot scatter them intentionally. So the Shach is saying that the Rama over here also does not say that I can scatter them intentionally. He only says that if they were scattered, but the evid it's mutter. Even if I intentionally scattered them, that I did not know that there was an isur. Even though they were scattered in front of us, because we intentionally scattered them, mutter. Since they're all scattered, even though they were scattered in front of us, it has a din of some of them being scattered, not in front of us. So what the Shach is saying is that Ramah does not mean that I can intentionally scatter them. Ramah means that if they were intentionally scattered, for example, that he did not know that it was usher to do it, in such a case, even though it was Pirush Lefaneinu, even though we saw them being scattered, it's still mutter. Achem et Torah Schatas kol mem gimel din beis, kostav liyashiv divrei hator. However, the Torah Schatas writes this to answer the words of the Torah, the Sfirulei Pirush Alei B'Faneinu Aser, that over here the Torah says that if it was removed not in front of us, it's Aser, Pirush Mamela is Aser, or the El Simen Tazayin Gabi Oisev Es Benoi, or the Soif Simen Nun Zayin Gabi Trusa, Shenis Arva, but previously in Simen Tazayin and in Simen Nun Zayin Pasak, then Nechvashinu Denaydi, that you can intentionally scatter them, V'kol D'Parosh Memu Kaparosh, and we say Kol D'Parosh Memu Kaparosh, V'shnayim Achonim Aser, and only the last Torah Aser. So therefore, the Ramah writes in Torah Schatas that over there it's talking about where they're all scattered. To the point that there's nothing left in the original place. And this differentiation is not necessarily true. Tvei mipushma mila. How does he know that if they're all scattered is better than if it was scattered on its own? Shalei b'fanin, not in front of us. What Shach is saying is that according to the Ramah over here by us, that's going like the Rashba, that holds pirushma mila is mutter. Therefore, we can say that if they're all scattered, even b'faneinu, it's also mutter. But the Ramah Tos Chatas wants to say this according to the Torah, who's going like the Rosh, that pirushma mila is aser. And if you say pirushma mila is aser, there's no reason to say that if they're all scattered, that it's mutter. Rabbi Kvegra asks that they're not connected. But in any case, we see that the Ramah holds that even if they're all scattered, it's mutter. V'araya shehevi mitor orachayim. The right that it brings from Orachayim that we mentioned before in the Taz, Tzorchin, is Tzorchin, like we said before. The Fiyane is dated the Enaraya Klal, because it seems to me that there's no proof. It probably means the same thing as the Taz, that over there, there's no Gzer Shem Yikach Manakavua. Ein Shom. V'oidik Shabbach, and the Bach has another question. Timkein, Lama Kosova Tor, Shnaim Achloinim, Asurim. Why does the Torah say that the last two are also? Halei nekru kulan v'nispazu kulan. They were all dispersed, so even the last two should be mutter. Ad kan l'shenei. So the Shach says, if you need to, in my humble opinion, das harav, the afal pi shachazu v'bo yachad b'mokam echad, if they were scattered and they all came back to one place, kol shenispazu tchila kulan, if they were all scattered, v'nekru mekviyus avishan, and they were all came removed from the first kviyus, shuv loy choshev kavua. Even if they now all come back onto a different place, it's not called Kavua. However, since they're all together now, the last two that separated from the original Kavua are Aser. And the reason that the rest of them are Mutter now, even though they're all together, they didn't Kavua Chidushu, because the Kavua is a Chidush, a Kumashik Asafti, Pesivkot Yudalad, like he said in Sivkot Yudalad, B'Shem Aran, Ve'en L'Chaboy Al Chidushay. And it's only Aser in the original Kavua. That's only if they were in the original place, but not if they were dispersed and all come together in a different place. Okay, this is also how it seems from the Lashon of the Dekem Moshe. This that my revered father-in-law of Shach Nashen said that it's mutter if it's Nespazu Kulon. The Mashikos of Ator Khan, Hainu Ba'oid Shadvorm Hachshuvam Nishu B'Mekoyman. The only time it's Aser is where some remain in the Kavua, and only one or two came out of the Kavua. In such a case, it's Aser. And we don't say in such a case, call the Parsh Meru Parsh. But since there's still some in the original Kavua, there's still a Kavua, and therefore we're going to Shem Yikach Mon Kavua. But if they all are removed from this place, Pirshukulan Shavi. If they're all removed, there is mutter. So what the Shach seems to be saying over here is that since it says that it's only also Mimakoiman, we see that it's only also in its original place. But if it's removed from the original place, even if they're all together in a different place, they are mutter.